Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Clouds have been moving in, but it's going to be a dry start to our day. Expect temperatures between 45 and 52 degrees. We'll have mostly cloudy to cloudy skies with some rain showers around the area. 1 p.m. until 11 p.m. today. Extremely scattered, so not everyone is going to get wet weather today. Temperature 65 to 69 degrees. So more nuisance rain than anything today and a cooler day compared to yesterday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, we're looking at 55 degrees in our nation's capital at 159.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Friday morning, April 19th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early, 2 a.m. hour on WTOP. Breaking this morning, Israel has retaliated apparently and launched at least one airstrike into Iran.
Why a student's writings have led to his arrest and security being upped at some area schools. I'm Mike Murillo.
D.C. man indicted for a deadly hit and run outside the White House last summer.
A school bus crashes into a Virginia DMV building, sending two kids to the hospital. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Flight movement, Wall Street ends mixed. Asian stocks down big time this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 2 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette. Two U.S. officials tell CBS News an Israeli missile hit Iran. Iran says that's not true. Iranian state TV says there was no foreign attack and that the country's air defense system shot down drones. CBS Face the Nation moderator Margaret Brennan.
We know that there are members, for example, of the Senate Intelligence Committee out there making public statements, Marco Rubio indicating that the city of Isfahan in Iran is nearby or there is an army base there that could have been a target. I mean, there's a lot of speculation happening by lawmakers, including those that should have been briefed, like Senator Rubio.
Israel's military has not responded to requests for comment. More than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators were arrested at Columbia University in New York City. They were in place for over 30 hours. Odyssey New York reporter Darius Radzius was there.
Pro-Palestinian protesters hoped to continue their protest for a second day, but then this happened.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
That sound from one of the two skirmishes was NYPD. Protesters were clearly agitated when officers started to rearrange the barricades. Out here. Selena Gupta was one of the four who remained.
To have so many of them arrive on such a small group of people was insane. Like, I think that was really the moment where I was like, I'm not sure what I should do.
Darius Radzius for CBS News, New York.
12 jurors are now seated in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. One alternate was also selected. Five more are needed. CBS's Michael George reports from New York.
Trump is charged with falsifying business records to hide an alleged affair with adult film star Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. He faces 34 charges and denies any wrongdoing.
You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted.
Trump spoke to reporters as he leafed through news headlines about the case that marks the first time a former president faces criminal prosecution.
The whole world is watching this hoax.
There was a near miss at Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia, Thursday. WTOP reporter Dan Ronan has the story.
A JetBlue flight was going down the runway and had reached about 39 miles per hour when air traffic controllers realized they had cleared a Southwest Airlines flight heading to Orlando to cross that same runway. It's estimated the two planes were about 400 feet apart as controllers issued urgent calls for them to stop. Aviation safety analyst John Nance says the two controllers appear to have lost situational awareness, and the incident is unacceptably close. Dan Ronan for CBS News, Washington.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
The Marlowe Furniture Floor Sample Sale is happening now. Get ready for summer with huge discounts of up to 60% off on all Marlowe furniture. Whether it's for your living room, dining room, or bedroom, discover your style today. Save up to 60% store-wide on Marlowe's beautiful floor samples. And yes, we're delivering it all for free. It's your chance to elevate your home with Marlowe's style and comfort, all while pocketing incredible savings. Don't wait. This floor sample sale is a limited time event. Swing by Marlowe Furniture and grab up to 60% off, plus free delivery. For locations and hours, visit MarlowFurniture.com since 1955.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
There are people who know the work they do is more than just a job. Well, I'm proud to work alongside them. I'm Matt Tate, CEO of Mantech. where management and technology meet. I can tell you firsthand that everyone from our cybersecurity experts to our artificial intelligence and advanced technology specialists to our high-tech engineers. In fact, everyone at Mantech knows that what they do is work that matters. If you want to do more than just a job, we want to hear from you. Visit wearemantech.com.
WTOP News Time, now 2:04. Friday morning, April 19th, 2024. Increasing clouds, chilly by daybreak. Veronica says the low could be somewhere between 46 to 51 by the time you rise this early morning. We're at 55 and holding at our nation's capital. Good morning to you, I'm Dean Lane. We are happy that you're taking us along for your early 2 a.m. hour ride. We begin this morning with a question. Was it fiction or a real plan to shoot up an area school? Police this morning believe the latter is true in this case regarding the writings of a local Montgomery County High School student. This morning, WTOP's Mike Murillo says the student is under arrest.
When police and the FBI were tipped off to what 18-year-old Andrea Ia, who goes by Alex, wrote in the 129-page Google document, they believed the words were closer to fact. The Rockville teen's writings about an Asian main character that is transgender who wanted to shoot up his school included elements that investigators believe are similar to Ia, who is a Wooten High School student. According to court documents, the character also talks about targeting either a high school or an elementary school to become famous or infamous. The Google document began with a line that said the details inside were fictional, but police with it were able to search the student's home and devices and uncovered Google searches into previous school shootings and bomb making, among other things. The investigation also revealed the teen was hospitalized twice for threatening to shoot up a school while also having suicidal thoughts. Ia has been charged with making a threat of mass violence. While it doesn't appear any weapons were found, documents did say he bought a BB gun online without his parents' knowledge earlier. Montgomery County Public Schools says the student has been learning virtually only since 2022. Security has been stepped up outside county schools, including Wooten. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP News Time, now 2:05. A D.C. man has been indicted by a grand jury for a deadly hit and run near the National Mall in the summer, July of last year. Police say this morning 33-year-old Benjamin Robertson was at the time fleeing a traffic stop involving Secret Service officers when he hit 75-year-old Bing Wong and his 13-year-old granddaughter at the intersection of 17th Street and Constitution Avenue that day. Wong was visiting his family at the time from Philadelphia. He later died. His granddaughter suffered minor injuries. Robertson is charged this morning formally with second-degree murder of a senior citizen, assault with a dangerous weapon, fleeing law enforcement, and other charges. WTOP at 2:06, two children were taken to the hospital after a school bus crashed locally Thursday morning in Fairfax. WTOP's Nick Iannelli reports from the scene at the intersection of Braddock and Burke Station Roads.
There are deep tire tracks in the grass leading from the road to the DMV building and a big dent in the building where the school bus hit. Fairfax County Police say the school bus driver swerved and crashed after a second vehicle failed to yield. The bus driver and two kids were taken to the hospital, but they are expected to be okay. Some DMV customers, including Carol Ann Mariolo, showed up here confused about why the building had been closed.
I had an appointment. I came here and I just see that it's closed. I'm just glad to hear that nobody was seriously hurt. So that's more important than my appointment.
The driver of that second vehicle was given a ticket for failing to yield. In Fairfax County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
WTOP at 2:07, traffic and weather on the way.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, this is Ronnie Mervis. Our success is built on radio. And for that, we thank WTOP for providing a stable platform. We're fortunate to have TOP as our lead radio partner for over 20 years. When it comes to reaching decision makers and the influential people who make up the fabric of Washington, nobody performs like WTOP. That's why we partner so well. Mervis advertising campaigns rely on three essential elements: true product benefits, a sincere message, and effective communication. Mervis takes care of the first two: phenomenal diamonds and a credible explanation why we can offer such amazing deals. WTOP provides the third, the widest communication. That's why we select WTOP as our valued partner. They have the greatest reach and can be trusted. For news, for traffic, for weather. Washington knows it. If your business could use advertising help, call WTOP. And if your love could use diamonds, call me, Ronnie Mervis, at 800-HER-LOVE. Or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Good Friday morning, April 19th. Glad you're with us here at WTLP. Time now is 2:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
I think your weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early morning in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Starting in the district, the Southeast Southwest Freeway looking just fine either direction on both I-395 and I-695. You find no delays. All lanes are open. Likewise, the 3rd Street Tunnel had some road work on the northbound side between the freeway and Massachusetts Avenue over on the far left side. That's not causing any delays, and the southbound side is clear between New York Avenue to the freeway. Things looking good both sides of DC-295 and both sides of I-295, and you'll find no delays either side. On the Beltway in Virginia, south of the American Legion Bridge, heading up past the Georgetown Pike, we have the 3 left lanes still shut down. You can see traffic getting by in the far right lane. Late volume, so those delays are not terribly dramatic, and you do break free after the Dulles Toll Road. In Maryland, you've got road work going on northbound 270 in areas from the Beltway to Old 100 Road. 3 left lanes reported closed. However, traffic now rolling by in that far right lane with the only brief delay between 117 and 118. No delays on the southbound side of 270, even though there's road work scheduled between 109 and Father Hurley Boulevard over in the far right lane. In Prince George's County, we've got reports of some police activity in Hyattsville. This is going to be in the area of East-West Highway and Bellcrest Road. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
We'll have some scattered showers in your forecast on this Friday, but not until much later today. That'll be after lunchtime, about 1 o'clock. This morning, the clouds have been moving in, and it's going to be dry for the morning rush. Temperatures will be starting out around 45 to 52 degrees around that 7 a.m. hour. Meanwhile, for your Friday afternoon, 65 to 69 degrees. Definitely cooler than yesterday. Again, showers between about 1 p.m. and 11 p.m. on this Friday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Longfence. Save 15% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money News at 10 and 40 on WTOP.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Netflix posted its best start of the year since 2020, attracting more new business than anyone expected. The 9.3 million new customers were nearly double analyst estimates. Toyota is going all in on hybrid with its latest version of the Camry. It's been the best-selling sedan in the U.S. for 22 years. And beginning this spring, the only new Camry you'll see in showrooms will be a hybrid. It'll get 51 miles per gallon compared with the gas version that gets 32 miles. And it'll cost about $2,000 more than the current gas-only model. It's getting a bit easier to charge your EV. Bloomberg found almost 600 public fast charging stations were switched on for U.S. drivers in the first 3 months of the year. That's up 7.6% from the end of 2023. There are now almost 8,200 quick turn EV stations across the country, or one for every 15 gas stations. From the Bloomberg newsroom, I'm Nancy Lyons on WTOP.
After midnight. You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
It's the final days of Diamonds Direct Spring Sale. This is your last chance to get 20% off store-wide. Plus, book an appointment and you'll get an additional $100 off your purchase. You don't want to miss this. 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. And a huge selection of the latest styles with in-store designer appearances. 20% off ends this Sunday. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
This is WTOP News.
A jury of 12 people has now been seated in former President Trump's hush money trial this week in New York. Most alternates, though, must still be selected. The rapid progress here moves the case closer to opening statements and weeks of testimony in a case charging Mr. Trump with falsifying business records to suppress stories about his sex life in the final days of the 2016 election. At one point on Thursday, it looked like one step forward, two steps back, as two jurors in the case were removed from the panel. And now we have an entire jury sworn in, plus an alternate this morning.
We asked CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa how this was all turned around.
In short, 7-5, 7-12. In other words, the day began with seven jurors seated. It went down to five after one nurse said she just believed she couldn't protect her own identity. Too many people already knew who she was. She was dismissed from the jury. Another person was dismissed from the jury for allegedly tearing down conservative posters years ago. And so it went down to five. And then there was a talk of delay here at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. But ultimately, the judge, the prosecutors, Trump's legal team quickly put together a jury in the ensuing hours.
Now, we can't necessarily go through the description of each juror, but I have been seeing anecdotal reports that some of these folks say, you know, I don't follow the news that closely. I don't follow Trump that closely. Is this the type of person that at least one side has been looking to put on the jury?
All of those answers raise skepticism with me as a reporter. How could you not know much about Trump,
right,
a global figure, former president? But we do have a mix of people here on this jury, and I've been covering it very closely, who believe they can be impartial, even though they know who Trump is. And some of them follow who Trump is. But just a really quick snapshot. There's an engineer, a physical therapist, and a banker, among others. The banker says they follow Michael Cohen, one of the key witnesses in this case, on social media. They also follow Trump.
Is there reason to believe that the jurors are being selected carefully? I only say that because of this morning's trouble. It seems like things were shaky for a while.
It better be careful if you're the prosecution, because, look, if there's a problem with the juror down the line, you risk a mistrial. So both sides here are trying to make sure that this thing is pretty steady. And for the prosecution's a lot on the line. If this is moving too quickly and the judge is moving too quickly towards opening statements, it does put the prosecution potentially at risk. But the prosecutors and the judge here don't want to see unnecessary delay.
What was the dispute over witnesses today?
We're looking at a few ongoing disputes. There's a dispute over witnesses about what Trump can say about them. That's related to the gag order. There's going to be some kind of adjudication of the gag order sometime next week. In very brief terms, Trump's allowed to talk about the judge. He's allowed to talk about the district attorney. He's not allowed to talk about witnesses or jurors. But their question is, what can he do on social media? Can he repost article that does reference some of the witnesses like Michael Cohen or not? Where are the lines drawn? They seem a bit blurry in the eyes of the Trump legal team, so they're likely to be clarified.
Bob, may I lean on your long experience covering Donald Trump? You've interviewed him one-on-one. You've sat at tables with other reporters and spoken to him. How would you describe that demeanor? I can't say it's necessarily anger. It looks like bewilderment sometimes based on the court sketches. I just wonder what may be going through his mind.
One thing that was evident today, former President Donald Trump was very cold. The room was chilly inside the Lower Manhattan courthouse, and he remarked to reporters several times, cold in here, very cold. So that was essentially his mindset today, to be candid.
CBS News chief election and campaign correspondent Robert Costa on WTOP talking with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at some of the top stories early Friday morning we're following for you on WTOP. Israel launches airstrikes into Iran in retaliation for Iran's rocket and drone attacks last weekend. Here at home, was a local student just writing some fiction or truly threatening to attack a school? In a nearly 130-page manifesto, investigators say they're not taking any chances about that this morning. And House Speaker Mike Johnson pressing ahead with his plans on an aid bill for Ukraine, despite threats from fellow Republicans to oust him from his post. Keep it here for full details in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
With just one touch, you can listen live to WTOP on Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Download the WTOP app and choose it from your car's display so you never miss the stories you want to know.
Good news on gas prices.
The local news you need to know.
This just in.
Or the traffic you want to avoid.
Avoid 66 if you can.
WTOP News. Facts matter. On Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. Brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Visit NavyFederal.org. Insured by NCUA.
Thank the Lord for the nighttime.
You're with WTOP. Dean Lane.
WTOP at 2:08. Thinking weather on the 8s and when it breaks, let's check in now with Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. Well, the Wilson Bridge still shut down. It closed just after the last report. However, the bridge deck is on its way down. The crossbar is also down. So just wait it out. Should be just a few more minutes before the Wilson Bridge reopens on the Beltway Outer Loop south of the Georgetown Pike. Scheduled road work over in the far three left lanes. Traffic getting by in the far right lane. Light volume, however. So not seeing any major delays in that far right lane. It's rolling at a steady pace. And once you clear the Dulles Toll Road, you're going to be in the clear on the outer loop all the way past the Springfield interchange. Just remember, you got to slow down on the outer loop as you make the approach to the Wilson Bridge. And up in Montgomery County on 270, have some minor delays here and there north of 117 heading up to Germantown area. This is because of road work over on the far left side, but again, light volume, so traffic is getting by without too much difficulty. Also in Maryland, no road work tonight at the Bay Bridge. All lanes are open, 2E, 3 West, no delays. There is scheduled road work on eastbound 50 over in the right lane near Whitehall Road. Traffic getting by to the left without difficulty. Howard County, 95 southbound before 32, the Patuxent Parkway. Two left lanes are closed. Then southbound 95 between 216 and 198. Two left lanes are blocked because of the road work in Maryland. Marlow Furniture's for sample sale is on for a limited time. Save up to 60% on all furniture plus free delivery. Visit marlowfurniture.com for locations and hours. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
I'm tracking a Friday that's going to be a lot cooler than yesterday. Temperatures this morning anywhere between 45 and 52 degrees with those mostly cloudy skies. Chance for showers between 1 and 11 p.m. and temperatures will top out between 65 and 69 degrees. We're breezy on Saturday, warming up just a little into the lower 70s throughout the area. And then we'll drop back down with some cooler weather for Sunday with a high temperature around 60 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Hopefully those clouds can get out of here for the Lyrid meteor showers expected to peak Sunday into Monday morning. And Monday right now, Earth Day looking sunny with a high temperature just around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Don't overlook your home's gutter system. Call Gutter Helmet by Letnor Home Solutions at 888-5-HELMET.
Fighting substance use, Latino families in Montgomery County report they need more help. I'm Kate Ryan.
You're with WTOP, Van Dean Lane.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. twicethechoices.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Turning now to an update this morning to WTOP on a shooting at an L.A. fitness center in Glen Arden just last week. Prince George's County Police arrested 24-year-old Nelson Ballard III. He's accused this morning of shooting a man during a basketball game at the gym just last week. Police say Ballard pulled out a gun after getting into a fight on the court. The man he shot was taken to the hospital. He is in critical but stable condition this morning. Ballard is charged with attempted first-degree murder, gun crimes, and other charges. A D.C. man has been indicted in connection to a deadly shooting at a Southeast convenience store last summer. 19-year-old Antoine Ulmer has been charged now in this case with first-degree murder, while armed, assault with intent to kill, and other charges related to the July summer shooting. 30-year-old Charles Sullivan was killed. Ulmer is also facing an additional charge for firing a shot that came within inches of hitting another shopper. His arraignment is scheduled for later today, this Friday. If convicted, he faces up to 90 years behind bars. In health-related news Friday morning on WTOP, data on opioid overdoses shows locally in Montgomery County, 42% of the youngest overdose patients showing up at emergency rooms were Latino. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports Friday morning new research shows that Latino families, kids, and parents want more info and solutions.
Professor Amy Lewin with the University of Maryland's School of Public Health is the co-author of a new report that shows young Latinos from middle school through young adulthood want help related to substance use.
How you say no, how you understand what to do when people you know are using.
But being able to talk about it in an open way was a challenge. Diego Uriburu with the nonprofit organization group Identity says parents recognize they don't have the tools they need.
And they were resorting to tactics that don't work, like making threats, telling them that they're going to die, fear tactics.
Recommendations from the study include more cooperative efforts on substance use education and prevention with Latino community members involved in their development. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Let's talk politics. Friday morning, campaign 2024 on WTOP in the race for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat. Democrat Angela Alsobrooks' campaign for the U.S. Senate is getting a major endorsement this week from the Washington Post editorial board. The board says the Prince George's County executive is the better pick, they think, over Congressman David Trone in the race for the Democratic nomination. They say that she possesses a down-to-earth personal perspective here and ample seasoning as a public official in her background. On May 14th, Marylanders will choose which Democrat will face off against former Republican, the governor, Larry Hogan, in November. Hogan leads both Alsobrooks and Trone right now in several polls. Virginia's governor signing a law this week that lets the state's colleges and universities directly pay athletes through name, image, and likeness deals. The law here takes effect this summer, July 1st. These rules were first enacted about 3 years ago, you may remember. They allow college athletes to agree to deals with local and national businesses that compensate them for advertising or personal appearances. At some schools, it has led to players actually being granted brand new trucks to drive throughout the season, for example, or other amenities that are seen by many as giving the school a recruiting advantage in the end. You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
For the Washington Commanders, it really is a clean slate. Second year new owner, first year in a new general manager in Adam Peters. And his first big decision comes next Thursday night. NFL draft from Detroit, Michigan, number 2 overall selection, likely going to go with a quarterback. So Peters was asked, what's he looking for in a QB?
One is leadership, being yourself and leading in your own way, doing things the right way, coming in early, staying late, challenging your teammates, but in the right way because you've earned their trust, because they respect you, because you know they have your back.
Capitals open up their playoffs.